Blog Talk Radio.
At Brooklyn, now I'm down in Tribeca, right next to De Niro, but I'll be hood forever. I'm the new Sinatra, and since I made it here, I can make it anywhere. Yeah, they love me everywhere. I used to cop in Harlem, all of my Dominicanos right there up on Broadway. Pulled me back to that McDonald's, took it to my stash spot, 560 State Street. Catch me in the kitchen like the Simmons whipping pastry. Cruising down A Street, off-white Lexus, driving so slow, but BK is from Texas. Me, I'm up that Bed-Stuy, home of that boy Biggie. Now I live on Billboard, and I brought my boys with me. Say what up to Tata, still sipping my ties. Sitting courtside, Knicks and Nets give me high five. Nigga, I be spiked out, I could trip a referee. Tell by my attitude that I most definitely leave from. I made the Yankee hat more famous than the Yankee can. You should know I bleed blue, but I ain't a crypto. But I got a gang of niggas walking with my click though. Welcome to the melting pot, corners where we selling rock. Africa been by the shit, home of the hip hop. Yellow cap, gypsy cap, dollar cap, holla back. For foreigners it ain't fair, they act like they forgot how to act. 8 million stories out there in the naked city. It's a pity half of y'all won't make it. Me, I got a plug special and I got it made. It's Jesus paying LeBron, I'm paying Dwayne Wade. Three dice Z-Lo, three card Marley. Labor Day parade, rest in peace Bob Marley. Statue of Liberty, long live the World Trade, long live the King. Yo, I'm from the Empire State. That's so they could step out of bounds quick. The sidelines is lined with casualties who sip the life casually, then gradually become worse. Don't fight the apple eve, caught up in the in crowd. Now you're in style, and in the winter gets cold, in vogue with your skin out. City of sin, it's a pity on a whim. Good girls going bad, the city's filled with them. Mommy took a bus trip, now she got a bust out. Everybody ride her, just like a bus route. Hail Mary to the city, you're a virgin, and Jesus can't save you. Life starts when the church in. Came here for school, graduated to the highlight. Ball players, rap stars, addicted to the limelight. MC and May got you feeling like a champion. The city never sleeps, better slip you an ambient.
To the show, Can a Player Play, live coming to you from
Nippy Las Vegas, Nevada. You know how we do. We get on here every week and we chop it up. Me, K Diddy, Lady Joy. We be on here repping. You know what I'm saying? So, your boy Pretty Tone is in an Empire State of Mind. Today's show is talking about working it all out and the things that change me. That's why I put Empire State of Mind on there, because it's talking about the bright lights. Sometimes the lights got to go off in your brain before things start functioning, you feel me? Without further ado, you know, Lady Joy, what's happening?
Hey, how's everybody today?
You know, we on here. We riding for a moment without K Diddy, you know. He dealing with the bright lights right now. Shout out to everybody that's in town for that music show. Or should I say, you know what I mean, the DJs. Let me give the DJs their props, because it's all about them. The core DJs down at the Stratosphere.
That's right, that's right.
You know what I mean? Interscope, everybody that's in town. P. Diddy 50. Your boy K. Diddy down there doing his Thug Thizzle with World Movement Records. You know what I'm saying? He'll probably be joining us in a moment.
Okay.
Well,
where's K. Diddy at? Yes. I'm here.
He should be at that music conference.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Should be at
okay.
the music conference, but I'm sure he'll come.
Also, we won't be able to deal with his sarcasm today.
Well, you know, what is the world? What is going to play without K. Diddy's sarcasm?
We need that. We need that, him and his Vienna sausage.
Straight up, straight up. You know what I mean? bright lights, ladies and gentlemen. We live in Sin City, lots of bright lights, symbolic of what I'm trying to talk about today, you know what I mean? When the bright lights come on and things start making sense, and it's like your life finally turns a corner, and you're looking at yourself saying, what am I doing different? Each one of us got a personal story to tell. Each one of us has a personal thing that maybe it's the death of a loved one that makes you put things in perspective. Maybe it's a little jail time. Maybe you just got tired of being tired, but something happened and the bright lights went off and things just got a little bit better and made a little bit more sense. That's what we're talking about on Can a Player Play? The call-in number 646-929-2870. So I'm going to let Lady Joy lead off. Lady Joy, what are your thoughts on this? You know what I mean? Because I'm sure you have a personal story where, you know, things are probably a little rocky for a while until something happened and you're like, you know what? I'm going to get on my bicycle and start riding into the wind.
Well, you know how it is with the economy that it is, like it is today. Everybody's having some kind of problem with something, you know, and a lot of times, you know, you just can't hold things in. You got to let it out, let it go, and let God handle it, okay? Because a lot of times you hold stuff in, you can explode at the wrong time on the wrong person, and it can be detrimental, you know, all the way around. So as far as I'm concerned, it's like when you got things that's bothering you, you got to release it some kind of way, you know, whatever's best for you. Just don't hurt nobody.
Straight up, and, you know, she just brought up a very good point of identifying who's in your corner, because a lot of times we tend to go off on those that are closest to us, and those are the ones that are in the corner, not deserving of this. You understand what I'm saying? So
we have a tendency to get mad at the wrong person, you know?
Straight up. Straight up. And that's just human nature, though. You understand what I'm saying? That's just human nature, the bright lights. Ladies and gentlemen, Empire State of Mind, you got to let you. Matter of fact, I'm going to give my city love. We talking about a Vegas state of mind. It can't nothing but burn your eyes like the neon, baby. You got to let it go off in your mind. You got to let that go off in your mind so that a lot of the darkness that's trying to get in, you can flush it out. You know what I mean? And that's where we at on Can a Player Play today. My computer is kind of froze. I can't even get at the folks on Twitter because, you know, they love Lady Joy.
Oh, but no, not my folks on Twitter, because, you know, I have to upset them some kind of way.
Well,
you know, you got to get the Twitter folks in there. Because, you know, okay. I think they are on Twitter because they're scared to call in because of what I might say to them. Don't be scared. Okay? I don't bite.
Hold on.
I might
somebody
pinch a little bit, but I don't bite.
Hello?
562, you on live with us. What's good? Welcome to Can a Player Play.
I'm not scared.
Hey!
Hey, Joy, it's Robbie Butler.
Hey, Robbie, how you doing, girl? This is one of my home sellies from back in California. Call it in.
That's right. Straight out of Cali by way of Oahu, Hawaii.
Oh, will you just go missing?
Yes. Well, you know, I'm just sitting across the country trying to spread the good news about this book that I just wrote, My Self-Help Guide for Single Mothers. You know,
okay,
they
that's a matter of fact. That ties in. That kind of ties in to letting the light go off in your mind. You know what I mean? But yes, put it out there. Let's hear about it. First of all, what's the name of the book?
The book is called Ms. Single Mom. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Okay? In spite of the obstacles, in spite of all the challenges, my word is Ms. Single Mom. Yes, you can. And that's the name
okay.
of the book.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And where's it
available at? It's available. You can go to ms-singlemom.com, and you can actually place your orders right there online. I am in Las Vegas right now, and I brought copies with me. And depending on how Joy wants to work it, you know I brought a couple of copies to give to her, and she can give away to her listening audience.
Now, is that a shameless plug or what, Tony? I thought you were bad. Okay.
I don't mind a shameless plug. Hey, I'm going to tell you something, though. And it's funny that she's on the line because in order for somebody to have written a book like that, some kind of light had to go off in her mind. So kind of ties into, first of all, we ain't knocking nobody's hustling. We all on here trying to spread the love. And if we can help her, maybe there's a single mother out there who needs to read that book. We're going to put it out and let them know to go get that.
That's what I'm talking about because, you know, all they got to do, I'm going to make them available to Joy. I'm going to leave her two copies, okay? And you just hit the nail on the head. There's some single mother out there listening to us today, and she's trying to figure it out. And all I want to tell her is that I have 12 steps to success right here in this book. There are countless tips, 12 affecting parenting skills. All you have to do is read the book. Follow the blueprint that I've laid out, and you may not do it perfectly, but I promise you, you're going to do it pretty darn good. And that's
okay.
all we're looking
I like
for.
That.
Okay.
I like that.
That's what I'm talking about.
That kind of opens the gate for me because, like I said before, in order for you to have written a book like that, you've been through some things. Is that fair to say?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm the mother of three and the grandmother of one. I was a single mother before marriage and a single mother after divorce. So I know what I know.
That's what I'm talking about.
Now, I got to ask you this. Throw it out there. What is one of the key points you would like to put out there for single mothers trying to figure it out and life is beating up on them right now with the recession, with their relationships? You know, put something out to give them one of the keys to success to coming through the troubled waters right now.
One of the keys, one of the primary keys is, first of all, don't forget the faith factor, okay? Faith that you can is a critical part of your success. Remember who the Father is, because he's always got you covered.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if you're Christian or otherwise. We all have that higher power guiding us through life. I don't care what your challenge is. Just remember, you're never there by yourself. And once we understand that, it makes such a major difference. I promise you it does. When you realize it doesn't all just depend on you, it's not all riding on your shoulders. You know, you are supposed to work like it all depends on you, but you have the faith as if it all depends on him, and he will guide your steps. I promise you he will. He never failed me, okay? Never left me, never forsaken me. He didn't say it was going to be easy, but he said he would never leave you nor forsake you, and that he would promise to provide you all of your needs. He didn't say everything
you wanted. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, he didn't say he was going to give you everything you wanted. He He didn't say he was going to give you everything you wanted, and sometimes we have a problem differentiating between the two. He would always give you everything you needed. And he's never ever
Well, you know, being the product of a single-parent household, you know what I mean, I want to just put this out there. Shout out to the single mothers out there holding it down as best they can. You know what I mean? It ain't easy, like you said.
Sometimes
life gets you down. Pretty Tony ride for y'all. Y'all know I ride for single mothers in a heartbeat because I grew up with
one. You know what? You said something, brother. You said sometimes it gets you down. Yeah, it gets you down. But let me tell you something. When it knocks you down, it doesn't knock you down any further than you need. And when you're down on your knees, that's when your strength comes in, okay? That's when, I should say, it's like that's when your battery gets charged. Because when you're down on your knees, what are you supposed to do? Start praying, baby.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm, yeah. Just start praying.
So the light came on.
And, you know, for all the people that are just joining in on our show, we talk about everything. We talk about each other. You know, we talk about each other, you know. We try to get people riled up, you know, just to be a part of it. You know, it's like, don't be scared, you know. Call in. Put in your opinions. Opinions are like assholes. Everybody got one. And we want to hear what it's about. Don't be scared. You know, I have my moments when I go off, but hey, that's life, you know, and I can do that. God gave me that right to do that, and so I'm going to do that. I ain't scared of nobody out there. Bring it.
Freedom of speech, Joy, only in America. Okay,
that's
but Joy,
right.
You know what? I'm gonna get off the horn. I'm going to let somebody else call in, but why don't you take the names of a couple of those single mothers out there if they're interested in the book. I will leave a signed copy for them. I will make sure I get it to you before I leave Nevada this week.
Okay, well, Robbie, just tell them, you know, you got a website or email. Just put it out there and tell them where they can contact you.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much. For those of you that can't get to Joy today, please go to www.ms-singlemom.com. Again, that's www.ms-singlemom.com. All my contact information's in there. If you have any questions for me, shoot them at me. If you've got questions, I've got answers. Great talk.
I just love those shameless plugs, y'all. I just love
that's
that.
That's what we do. That's what
me
we
too.
Do. Shameless
me
plug.
Too. I love you, Joy.
I love you too, Boo. And we'll talk later, okay?
You got it. Have a great show this afternoon.
All right.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks for calling in.
All right.
Thank you.
All right.
So, Tony, where's your shameless plug at, homie?
Oh, you know I'm going to do my shameless plug. I'm going to put my Barry White voice in a minute. But, ladies and gentlemen, we got a few people in the chat room. Sweet D Love, what's good? Kimbera 26, they're in there, they're talking it, you know what I mean? The ladies in the chat room saying love always have a way. It's perfect in our lives. And this young lady said that, hold on, they said, hey, you know what I mean? Hold on, I'm trying to roll down. I had, matter of fact, folks in the chat room, thank you so much for bearing with me. I've been neglecting y'all for a moment. You know what I mean? They said good advice. And they said, don't be scared.
That's right. I put that on my Facebook. Don't be scared. Okay?
You know what I mean? Right on.
And I spell scared, SKERD. Don't be scared. And I tell people, you can call in from any phone. You can chat or Twitter. And I put on it, I love the Twitters.
Right on. So like we're talking about, man, that lady just came through and blessed us. Thank you so much because it ties into the vibe that I'm trying to give out today. The vibe I'm trying to put out is that sometimes in life, you know, you might hear, first and foremost, you might hear the name of the show and you think we just be on here on some whole old different ish. We do. Like Joy said, we talk about everything on here because everything is part of the gumbo, the jambalaya of life. You understand what I'm saying? different ingredients, different flavors that brings life, variety, and its spice. But this week I'm talking about the light. That's why I started off the show with an Empire State of Mind. You got to let the light go off, people. You got to let that which in you come out so that you can have a better day. Every day ain't going to be Christmas, like the young lady just told you, especially like the single mothers out there. Y'all be having them bad days, you know what I mean? Baby daddy ain't acting right, ain't sent the child support, hanging up the phone on you, the boss getting on your nerves, the baby's sick, you know what I mean? And you go through those days and you're like, Lord, why me? Lord, why me? This is one of them moments where we're acknowledging that there are days like that. And we're acknowledging that you can rise above that if given the chance. It ain't easy and it ain't perfect. But always remember, don't take it out on those that's in your corner, man.
Yeah, boy.
You understand what I'm saying? All of us.
Yeah, we always have a tendency to get mad at the wrong person. And they're looking at you like, what the hell did I do?
There you go. And you know what I mean? And you can't do that. But you got to let that light bulb go off in your head. You got to have that moment when you realize enough is enough. I don't know why I came up with this show today, but I don't care. I'm not putting nothing negative out there. I'm trying to put something positive. You understand what I'm saying? And that's what we're talking about. Even though K. Diddy with his sarcastic ass self ain't here, we still love him.
Yeah,
you know
I can't
mean?
Believe he's not here today because, you know, he always got something smart ass to say.
Well,
and I missed that, but that's cool. He'll be back next week. You know, we got him.
You know what I mean? Now.
So, any of my Twitters out there?
Nah. You know, everybody up in the chat room say, you know, Kimbera26 says you have to pray about it to be about it. We're going to take
right.
that, sweetheart, because that's light right there. You got to pray about it to be about it, whatever
that's
God
right.
you believe in. I'm going to tell you something. Malcolm X said it best. If you don't believe in something, you fall for anything.
There you go. Mama likes.
So I encourage.
Mama likes.
You know what I mean? I encourage somebody to find something to believe in, not someone.
Yep.
You understand
and
what I'm
you know
saying?
What?
You got to find something.
And you know what? A lot of times, too, you can't hold another human being in a higher position than you because a lot of times, you know, I used to think that the people that were all off in the church and everything and knew about the Bible and all this, I used to put them on a pedestal. And I was so disappointed later on, you know, because they're human just like me. And you can't put your faith in another person. You know, you got to believe in yourself and you got to believe in yourself and you got to just believe in God, okay? Because another person is another person. They just like you. They put on pants one leg at a time. You know, they pass gas. They do everything just like you. Okay?
Absolutely.
So you can't put them on a bigger pedestal than yourself.
Can
I get an amen for somebody?
You know what I mean? Lady Joy, you done got me cranked up because I always tell people, believe in the message, not the messenger.
There you go.
We are all flawed human beings. There is not one person walking on the face of this planet that's perfect.
That's right.
You understand what I'm saying to you?
And like I said, they pass gas, they put on one pants leg at a time, they eat, sleep, and do the same thing you do. They might think they know a little bit more than you because you're not all up on certain things, but that ain't the case, you know. And whoever don't like what I said, you know, call a sister. I ain't scared of you.
Oh, hold on, I think you might have touched the nerve here. Hold on, you might have got your wish.
Touch it. Bring it, baby, bring it. Okay.
231, you're on. Welcome to the show.
Hello, how you doing?
Hey.
I'm doing all right.
I go by the name of Nobody's Business.
Now, I like
okay.
that.
My mom and my...
Because it ain't.
My mom and my friend and my sister gave me that name a while back ago. And it's
it
just,
ain't nobody's it, business, baby, okay?
It stuck with me, so I kept it. Yeah. How you guys doing?
We're fine, baby. How you doing? How you doing?
Like with us, brother.
My day is going good. I'm enjoying the day. I agree with you when you say that we all are the same. You know, there's no better or worse in anything that you do. We're all human. We wake up the same way. We go to sleep the same way.
Mm-hmm.
We communicate the same way. We live differently, but basically we do the same habits or the same things. That's what you call life, you know. And I agree with you on that 100%. And, you know, I try to tell people that sometimes, you know, even though your mind may be in one place, like my pastor said, he passed on, but he said, charged to my head, not to my heart. And so sometimes when you're dealing with people, and I'm not no expert in anything, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not the smartest guy in the world, and by far I don't know the whole Bible by itself, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm just a child of God reaching out, because it's all about relationships anyway. I'm trying to make new friends, a new family, and, you know, when my family don't extend their love to me, I go out and extend love to somebody else. And
well, nobody's business. We want to extend our love to you, and you can be part of our family any
Amen.
Sunday.
Amen.
Every Sunday.
Okay. Amen.
We just on here preaching, you know. Not even perfect. Let me take that back. Because a lot of people misinterpret that when I say I get on my pulpit.
Hey, baby.
We not on here preaching. We on here trying to learn together, because we all got issues. We all got problems, and we come on here and we talk about everything. We talk about a little bit about God. We talk about love, lust, any damn thing we feel like. And I just appreciate what my man,
okay,
Nobody's Business,
back.
Said.
Right,
we all up in here, family, trying to do our thing, trying to help and love one another and spread this love. But the first person you got to love is yourself. And let
that's
the
right.
Life that's in yourself come out first.
Amen.
Before you can share it with others. Because if your mind is clouded with darkness, you're not going to understand the light that I'm trying to bring to you.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me?
Now,
hold on. We got somebody else here trying to jump in. You know what I mean?
Okay.
111, you're on. 111, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you? This is Patrice.
Hey, Patrice.
Well, hello,
how
Patrice.
Doing?
How are you?
I'm fine. I'm calling on behalf of Mr. K. Giddy. He ordered some beef patties from us last time. We don't hear him chewing on the show this time, and we just want to let everyone know that we are selling beef patties here in Las Vegas with rum cake. So the sale will go on for maybe 3 months, and then after that we're going to be leaving. So if you want to taste some real beef patties, then have K. Diddy or Mr. Pretty Tony in contact with us.
Okay, Diddy is a beef patty, baby, okay?
That's a shameless plug. Woo!
That's a shameless plug, but
yeah,
but
that's right.
I'm also calling on behalf of me and my sister, Sweet D Love, who calls into the show, and she was just here, and we both had some patties. So I just want to let everyone know that we'll have patties for sale, and
patties.
We'll have it for quite some time.
Did you say panties or patties?
That's them Jamaican beef patties right there.
Wait. She said patties or panties.
No, not panties.
Okay, I just want to be clear.
I'm just trying to be clear.
She said panties or patties. You know, because, you know, I love that Jamaican accent. I love that Jamaican accent, and I wish I could do it like everyone else, but sometimes, you know, words can get misscrewed and stuff, and I just want to make sure that I'm saying it right. This is a panties
patties. Shout out to Sweet D Love in the chat room.
Yeah, right. Shout out to Miguel, Sweet D Love, man.
Hey, Sweet. How you doing, girl?
God is not done with me yet. That's for real, sister.
That's right.
That is absolutely.
He's not done with none of us.
None of us. We're all works in progress. We all got issues. Somebody like myself, I'm beyond issues. I got items. You understand what I'm saying? Which is a heavier load. I'm keeping it 100% with y'all. You know what I mean? We're all works in progress, but I got to tell you something, man. For anybody out there checking us out, you know what I mean? Listen to the message. Listen to the message and understand that you got to let the light go off in you, man. You can't cloud your mind with yesterday. You can't cloud your mind with the negativity that people injected into you and try to bring to you, which some of it has rubbed off on us. You know what I mean? So I know there's single mothers. I know there are brothers and sisters out there listening to me right now who your daddy never acknowledged you and that hurt you, or your mama gave you up for adoption, or your husband ran out of you, your wife cheated on you, your kids don't call you. I could go on and on with all the painful things that are out there in the world, but I got to tell you this. If you don't turn the light on within you and around you, it will never shine on you. Can I get an amen, Lady Joy?
Hey, amen all up and through her. All up in there like some swimwear, bruh.
You know what I mean? Shout out to my man, Showtime. You know what I mean? I see you joining us, brother. We appreciate the love for you coming through, listening to the show. To all the folks that are in the chat room, to all the folks on the switchboard, welcome to the show. We're just trying to shine our light. Can a player play? 646-929-2870. Hit the number one if you want to holler at us. To my man, Ain't Nobody Business, thank you so much.
I totally like that.
I like that. Hold on. Ain't Nobody Business. I dig that. We got another caller trying to jump in.
Hello?
Caller, you there. 413, you're on. What's good?
Hello, that's me?
That's you,
that's
baby.
You, brother.
It's Showtime. Showtime's on the air.
Hey, Showtime.
Showtime.
How you guys doing?
Fine. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm listening to good information. I'm soaking it up.
Okay.
You got anything you want to add to the stew, brother? Because I know you always got a positive word. Let it shine, brother.
No, well, you know, you touched on it, you know, about the light went in, the shine went in, it comes from within. You know, everything comes from within and it goes out. And, you know, life is not complicated. You can make it complicated with a whole lot of distortion in your mind, but if you stay focused, you can really appreciate the life around you. You there?
Yeah, we're here, baby. We're here.
Say that again, Showtime, because that was deep. Appreciate what?
Well, you can, like I say, you can appreciate everything around you if you view it from a different viewpoint, you know, not trying to analyze what's around you, but accept what's there and see the beauty in it.
That's right. That's right.
That's my man, Showtime.
Sometimes we have to be judgmental when we meet other people or we in a particular environment or surroundings, and we have to get away from being judgmental, but being just aware, just look at the beauty of it, because everything has beauty inside of it, but you have to be able to receive it and accept it.
That's right. That's right.
That's all right. So, see, man, y'all are just segging me.
We're bringing them out today, aren't we, Tony?
Yes, we are, and we appreciate it.
We are bringing them out today.
Welcome to the show. It's the love, baby. And you see, another problem a lot of us have is accepting love when it comes at us in a different way sometimes. It's not the love that we are expecting or the love we read about in storybooks. It's a different kind of love that's coming your way. You understand what I'm saying? But love is love. Be accepting of it. A lot of us, our defense mechanisms don't permit us to accept this love, much less to understand it, because so much negativity and hatred and all that is blocking our view. You got to clear your view and let that light shine, baby. We getting deep up in here today.
Oh, knee deep. Where my hip boots at? Okay.
You know what I mean? In order you know, I tell people all the time, if negativity is what you're putting out, negativity is what you're going to receive. You understand what I'm saying? Too many people spend time being too bitter and being too stubborn and unaccepting of the love that they are capable of getting and also giving. You got to let it come through. At some point, you got to let that light bulb come on, and you get to figuring some things out. You know what I mean? Woo, hold on. The switchboard is lighting up.
That's what I'm talking about.
I was going to take a musical break, but now I'm going to let y'all talk. Y'all mean y'all obviously got something to say, so I'm going to let y'all in. 347, you on with us. Welcome to the show.
Welcome. Let it shine. Let
hey,
it
my
shine.
Girl's on the line. Go on, girl.
Let it shine.
That's what I'm talking about.
We got, hey, how you doing, Pretty Tony and Lady Joy?
How you doing, sweetie?
I am feeling the sun right now shining from the inside out, and it's a beautiful thing. Yeah.
All right,
yes,
girl.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. You got to let it out. Kimberup26 in the chat room says, why do some people treat those who are close to them worse than a perfect stranger? Woo! That's a deep conversation right there, and that kind of caught me on my up here on the pulpit, but that's a very good question. I don't know. If somebody that you're close to treats you worse than a perfect stranger, I'm going to say that there's some measure of there are issues between y'all. There's some measure of resentment or anger or something of that nature. There's something that would trigger somebody to treat you worse than a perfect stranger, if this is somebody that you're close to. I don't even know how to express that. What kind of actions are you showing this person why they would treat you this way? Becomes the first
question. But you know
question.
What, Tony? A lot of times people allow themselves to be treated, badly, because they have that low esteem, that low self-esteem issue going on, you know. And as far as I'm concerned, me, myself, I don't have that. And I'm at the place, I guess because I'm older now, I'm at the place where I can give less than a flying one about what somebody think about me. And because I look at it, you're not paying my bills, you're not feeding me, you're not keeping a roof over my head, so your opinion really doesn't matter. And like I always say, opinions are like assholes. Everybody got one. But, you know, I look at the younger set, especially these younger women, you know, they have issues with what people think about them. You know, and people are going to think what they want to think regardless of what you do. Regardless of what you say, they won't have an opinion anyway, so you can't worry about that. Everybody is not going to be your friend, you know, and you just can't worry about that. You just got to, the only person that you need to please is God and then yourself. And if you're living with your parents, you know, and forget about what somebody else said, because they're going to say what they're going to say anyway, and there's nothing you can do about it. It's like when you love somebody, you're going to love somebody. And whether they want you to or not, ain't nothing they can do about it. It's, whoop, there it is.
Man,
can I get an amen from somebody up in here?
Amen. Sister, amen. you just touched on some points that are very personal to me, because that's one of the first things that comes flying out of my mouth is, how does your opinion of me stop the course of my life? The sun still got to come up tomorrow. So whatever you got to say, even though it may hurt me because I'm a human being, I'm not going to let you take that away that is mine, that I've worked so hard to get, man. You understand what I'm saying? You know, you're not paying my light bill. Last time I checked, your opinion ain't paying for my gas or diapers for my kid. So you and your opinion can go roll down a mother.
Okay.
You and your opinion can go jump off the cliff as far as I'm concerned.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
And we got plenty of those out here in Vegas.
Straight up. Straight up, man. Life, I tell people all the time, defend your personal domain and your personal realm and your personal space fiercely, man. Now, in my case, I got items, so I may go overboard in defense of those things, but it works for me. That's what keeps me. It
that's all that matters. If it works for you, that's all that matters, you know?
Now,
because
man,
what works for you might not work for nobody else, but if it's, you know, if they're not doing anything for you, oh, well.
Straight up.
The wonderful
and that's
thing
where
is.
We are in this lifetime. Your life is your life, and you can't let nobody else pollute your life, because then you're going to be taken away from yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And whoever you think yourself to be, whoever you think yourself to be, that is your right. That is who you came here to be. That's why you were put on God's green earth, for whatever that reason is.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they're going to be the naysayers. And you know what? Somebody in the chat room say family hurt you quicker than strangers or something they said. Hold on. Let me go back up.
But you know what? I know exactly what they're saying, and they are so right, because family can be the ones that can do you worse than somebody outside the family, because they figure they can do that because, you know, I'm family, you know, so I can do that. Uh-uh.
But then you know the other thing with that is?
What's
that? When it comes to family, right, an outsider, it's not going to hurt you like it will hurt you when it's someone that you love.
Exactly.
You know,
you are so right.
You can go and brush your shoulders off when it comes to a stranger. But when it comes to your loved one, you know, your blood, that goes deep. That goes deep down, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So when it's like, you know, good wants to see good happen. But, you know,
mm-hmm.
evil don't want to see good happen, you
mm-hmm.
know. So what better way to get you than one who is close to you, not one who's far away, you know. And that's the whole thing is when this person said, you know, why is it so that family can hurt you, you know, and outside is, and it should be coming from a stranger, something like that. But those words coming back is the same thing that I'm saying right now, is that, you know, it's a battle. You know we're not fighting with flesh and blood. We're not fighting with flesh and blood. This is a spiritual war that's going
mm-hmm.
on, you know. And in a spiritual war, you have to have your weapons of warfare. And you know what? The greatest weapon of warfare is love, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But see, let me tell you, love isn't always like how we think. It's not always, hi, baby, how you doing? But sometimes love can be fierce.
Hmm.
Tornadoes, hurricanes, brimstone, fire.
Earthquakes,
you know,
all of that.
All of that, you know, belongs to love, too. You know, so let's don't get it twisted. You know, let's not get it twisted. Let's use what we have, you know, in our lives, you know, to get to that next level and also to show forth and prove who we are. If you are
mm-hmm.
children of the light, then you have to show forth and prove that you are a child of the light and that I don't care what it is that comes into our lives, you know, that is not of good, it can be banished. Because love will always have its perfect way.
You are so right. And you know, when we talk about how family hurts us worse, you know, a lot of times we don't expect that from our family. And when it happens, it hurts. And then, you know, we get over it, and then it happens again, you know, and then it happens again. And it can be very hurtful. And, you know, but that's just a part of life. I guess family figure, well, hey, especially when a certain person in a family is doing quite well or might not even be doing quite well, you know, doing better than somebody else in their family. And they're like, okay, well, let me just see if I can do this here. And it hurts. It really does. And it's not right, but, hey, that's how it is.
But does that stop you from living your life, though? It shouldn't stop you from living your life.
It shouldn't, but, you know, it's like I said before.
It's like I said before.
There's people out there with some really low self-esteem issues, you know, and it could be family. It could be somebody outside the family. There's people out there that just want people to like them, and everybody is not going to like you,
true.
You know, so deal with it. But, you know, a lot of that comes with age, and a lot of that comes with experience.
There you go. Getting comfortable in your own skin.
Exactly. And living your life and loving who you are, because everybody is not going to love you. And a lot of people don't seem to realize that. You know, everybody's not going to like you. Everybody is not going to love you. You got haters out there because you might be doing good and they're not. And
not only that.
You know,
Joy, throw it in there too, Joyce. Not everybody that's going to understand you.
Exactly. You're not going to understand.
Sometimes we're cut out of two different cloths. And so
mm-hmm.
my vibe is not your vibe. So don't knock my vibe, you know what I mean? And I'll try not to knock yours, you know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? But ladies and gentlemen, we are going to take a quick little musical break and for the sounds of Mr. Frankie Beverly here.
Whoa, whoa. You can dance.
Lady Joy and your boy Pretty Tone holding it down. Lady Joy, where you at?
All right. I'm here, baby. I'm here.
You know what I mean? We're just sending out some love to everybody all over the world this, you know, this Sunday. Even we, matter of fact, you know what? Because I know he going to listen to the archives. We sending K. Diddy some love, too. Because, you know, we miss you when you ain't here with us, old dog. We miss you.
He is an old dog, too. That's my guy. I love him.
So, you know what I mean? We've been having a great show. We've been getting great feedback, and we've been putting it out there about this whole love scenario, man. But, you know what I mean? Every good thing must come to a conclusion today because
we cutting it short.
I have to go. Yeah, because I have to go join K. Diddy. That's why we came, but we couldn't let the show just float, you know what I mean? We had to come through and show the love. So, Lady Joy,
yes.
All your haters and your lovers, tell them about your Facebook and your Twitter.
And I do have those. You can catch me on Facebook, Joy LaShawn, okay? Or you can get me at Exquisite News. Okay, EXQUISITENEWS at AOL.com. I'm waiting for you, baby.
Y'all can catch your boy on Twitter, SelassieSon, SelassieSon. Holla at your boy on Twitter. Come through the website, www.worldmovement.com. Come check us out, music, the books, Playerology, Player Step Your Game Up by yours truly when you purchase it through the site. You get your copies autographed. We love all of y'all, man. Come through and represent with us. Showtime, Nobody's Business, Patrice, Sweet D.
Love that. Nobody's Business.
Everybody that came through. There's a couple numbers I see that's just been listening. We don't mind. You call in and you listen. That means you appreciate what we're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And we ain't got nothing but love for you, man. Come through every Sunday, 2:30 p.m. Represent with us on Can a Player Play. If you don't like us, still call and holler. If you love us, come through and check us out and tell a friend. It's what we
don't
do
be scared.
Out here, man. Seriously, don't be.
Don't be scared.
Holler back, y'all, and we'll see you next week.
You remind me of the sweet memories.
Right there, boy.